Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What is the big deal about, you know, talking all night long at Congress about global warming?
Of all things.
Yeah, you're probably seeing them talking now, but, you know, what's really going on? Because normally a filibuster, can you put that one, this one right here? A filibuster is something you do when your opponents are there, whoever has the different view and issue. Right. And what they're trying to do is keep you from voting on something. Well, the only ones that were there are people that agree with what they're doing. There is no law. There is no bill being passed. There is no discussion about it. So what were they doing? What was going on? Well, it makes me think about what we talked about, you know, organizers of the night and the Alinsky methodology, the 13 mm-hmm. rules for radicals, that one of them is, whether people are using it for good or evil, is very specifically talks about global warming. It talks about pollution and that type of thing, because you got to create some sort of issue that's so neutral and so big that if everybody buys into that, then you could begin to, move a mass amount of people. Mm-hmm. And so when you're hearing them, people talking about, you know, global warming all night long, all night. And I think about, what was there, a senator from Texas that did that?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, you know, he did it, but he was standing up against
the Affordable Health Care Act.
The Affordable Health Care Act, maybe. And so he had an issue because he wanted to stop that. Another one was like Rand Paul, was it?
Mm-hmm.
And he was standing up because he was protesting drones killing Americans.
Right.
He thought that, you know, we should actually find out, you know, you have due process according mm-hmm. to the Constitution. And so that's why they filibustered. They talked all night. And so that's the reason why. But there was nobody, there was nothing to stand against. So what was going on? Well, they were trying to begin to speak something into existence. Oh, if the church only knew about this. Mm. You know, begin to speak what God says, and you'll begin to see what happens. But mm-hmm. I tell you what, the ones who are organizers of the night, that are organizing against the you know, nation, against God's way of doing things,
right.
I mean, they understand you've got to get the people's buy-in. You have to have a people buy-in. Even God has his own message of his own kingdom, done so by somebody speaking about it. He calls it the foolishness of what is preached. And so somebody has to tell you about the kingdom. You know, somebody speaks it out and begins to change the atmosphere. Well, there's 13 rules for radicals, and you can find out more about this on Organizers of the Day versus Organizers of the Night versus Organizer of the Day. But there's 13 rules in Rules for Radicals. And one of the rules, which I thought was pretty interesting, when I'm watching them do this, and what's so cool about understanding this is because I didn't understand, you know, what are you doing?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, is this like romper room? I mean, we could die here. I mean, this whole thing could crash. You're playing around. And then you start understanding, God revealed to me as I sought the Lord for understanding, because I was, you know, I wasn't yelling at my TV, but I was turning it. And mm-hmm. I just gave up on anybody delivering honest truth. They just weren't going to do it. It's like, really? Are you, don't you know? You're looking right at truth and you're saying the opposite of it. And then God revealed to me about Alinsky, you know, Saul Alinsky, that even our president worked for him for about 4 years, taught the Alinsky model, the book he wrote. Not the president, but Saul Alinsky, at the beginning, it was dedicated to Lucifer, who used these same techniques. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was also mentored by Saul Alinsky and wrote a paper on it in her college. And, you know, forget about releasing any documents from her husband's administration. Just ask her to release that 4 or 5 page term paper. I don't know what it was, but it's about the methodology. So one of the rules is this, and think about it, talking global warming, which is, you know, pollution. They're saying we're polluting the atmosphere. We got to love our kids. We got to do something about it. And this is what one of the rules and rules for radicals in the handbook says this. Remember, once you organize people around something as commonly agreed upon as pollution, think about that.
Mm.
Once you, and this is, understand the president taught this.
Mm-hmm.
He taught this. He did it. He was a community organizer for many years. But he taught these methods for 4 years, according to the Chicago Tribune. You can get the book and see it. He says, Alinsky writes in his handbook, Rules for Radicals, remember, once you organize people around something as commonly agreed upon as pollution, then an organized people is on the move. Mm. From there, it's a short and natural step to political pollution, to Pentagon pollution. I mean, it's like,
wow.
I've never seen so much stuff. I don't believe anybody's lying. It's right in front of our face. I just believe a lot of God's people are blind right now. Mm-hmm. You know, you can see the seasons. You can say it's time to plant corn. It's time to harvest corn. But you're looking right at what's going on, and you're not even saying. You're thinking, listen, let me read this one more time. Remember, they stayed up all night for 24 hours right prior to the cold breeze blowing over Washington. And this is what according to the Chicago Tribune, and you can find more about this. And you need to hear organizers of the night versus organizer of the day. You're just going to be so, oh, I got it. I'm okay. You can be peaceful. And then you know what to do. But Alinsky writes in his book, Rules for Radicals, remember, once you organize people around something as commonly agreed upon, that's what they're trying to do is get common agreement upon something agreed upon like pollution, which is global warming. That's what they're saying is pollution. Then an organized people is on the move. From there, it's a short step and a natural step to political pollution, to Pentagon pollution, to the military, to our leaders. Understand, when you say political pollution, politics, you're talking about your leaders, your governors, your city council, your senators, Congress, your president. That's our system. Mm-hmm. And so understand why Congress, predominantly, I think one particular part of Congress just spoke continually. You know why? Because they want you to organize around this. They want you to buy in. What's the big deal? Just, you know, lower carbons, you know, get people. Yeah, China is producing a lot of different things over there. Yeah, we need to care about our children. And all of a sudden, if you buy into it, he says, then you got people on the move. And from there, it's a short, simple step, a natural step to political pollution and Pentagon pollution. Listen, God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. There's a reason why they stay up all night talking about that, even when there's no cause, because the spoken word. But listen, we got knowledge. Understand, I want you to really get it. It's totally free for you. You can get it at VFNTV.com. Click on the torch and look for series, or you can get it on your app. But it's children, organizers of the night versus organizer, which is Jesus Christ. He organizes his folks of the day. God bless.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.